Although the idea of journey is not as strong in the Gospel of Mark as it is in Luke, the disciples have still been following Jesus along the way for many kilometers now, and still they are struggling to make sense of who Jesus is and what it means to follow him on the road. Now that the journey is almost ended, they meet another blind beggar outside of the town. This man is called Bartimaeus, and he manages to attract the wrong kind of attention by shouting out after Jesus for mercy. It is enough to make Jesus stop and call the man to him. The voices of the crowd that had been asking him to be quiet now change to voices of affirmation and courage. The faith of Bartimaeus becomes clear. He doesn't wait for the healing to throw off his protection as a beggar from the cold and the elements, and indeed, his whole identity and purpose. No more waiting, no more confusion. He throws aside the cloak and jumps up and runs to Jesus, perhaps still with the cry for mercy upon his lips. Jesus wants to know what his deepest desire is, so even if it is abundantly clear what this man's need really is, Jesus takes the time to ask him the obvious question, "What do you want me to do for you?" Perhaps the question is necessary because Jesus knows that if he does this for Bartimaeus, that his whole life will change. Perhaps his question is really, "Do you want to give up begging and find a completely new way to live, a new job, new friends, and a new place to live?" Bartimaeus becomes, in his simple determination to see and follow the Lord, a true example of faith and discipleship. Unlike the disciples who, in their blindness, wanted glory, prestige, and power, this man wants to know the only one who can save him. He is able to give the right answer to this question. But what about us? What do you want Jesus to do for you? Grace and peace. This is Father Richard Healy. Find out more at fatherrick.com.